Praise God. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Everybody said a new heaven and a new earth. New. Amen. New. God does things. When he does it, he makes it new. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That means that the former things don't connect with the new things that God has. The old does not connect with the new. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Do you believe those words are true and faithful tonight? Amen. He doesn't put a patch upon our life, but I'll tell you what he does. He makes it brand new. Brand new. He wants to give us a new life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. I want to talk about new tonight. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Ask you to anoint it and to speak to our hearts tonight. We give you honor, praise, and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We serve a God that makes things brand new. God does not take the old things and patch it up and give us something that we can add to the mix, but the Lord has a desire to make all things brand new. I read one of the parables here tonight that Jesus spoke to his disciples, and he said, No man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. Amen. A key word here that I would like to bring out is in verse 36, where he said that the new agreeth not with the old. Amen. And if we are going to be successful in living for God, we've got to understand that there are some things that do not agree with the old. Amen. God wants to give us something that is powerful in our lives. He wants to give us something that will be solid and stable. Amen. I woke up this morning and a word came to me this morning just as soon as I opened my eyes and I regained my consciousness. Amen. All of a sudden, there was something that came to me, and I looked it up on the internet. I didn't write it down, and I hope that I can bring it out the way that it is described. But the word that came to me this morning was that quality is measured by things that will not accept corruption. Amen. Pure gold is something that is valuable. Gold that is not pure is not as valuable. Amen. A material that comes out of the ground that has other elements in it is not valuable, but it is when those things are taken out of our life that we become valuable. Amen. We cannot afford today to allow the old man to come back into our life. So I hope somebody will help me here tonight. Amen. We cannot allow that because the two do not agree with each other. Amen. The most precious things in the earth are those things that are pure. Amen. A pure diamond is very precious. Amen. Pure gold is very precious. Pure silver is precious. Those things that are of purity. Amen. But those things, as the scripture says, like water, which is unstable, amen, can be in a pure state, but it doesn't take very much, and it becomes impure because it has the ability to accept things from the outside. Amen. It has the ability to receive. In fact, water is considered a chelator. A chelator, the word chelate means to claw or to grab, and it will get a hold of impurities and it will mix with itself. And the only way to get it out is to boil the water, and that will separate it from the contamination. Water becomes contaminated very easily. And Jacob said of one of his sons, "Thou art as unstable as water." Amen. That you have the ability to accept into your life things that are around you. Amen. You are able to allow influences in your life that are not of God. Amen. Folks, we cannot be like a ship without a sail that just follows the currents of this world. Amen. We're apostolic Pentecostals here tonight. And by the grace and the help of God, we're going to stay apostolic Pentecostal until Jesus comes. It doesn't matter what others are doing. It doesn't matter the direction that other churches are going. Amen. We've got to stand on the Word of God, because from what I understand and what I have received in my experience is that the Word of God works. Amen. The other ways don't work. They've got a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They talk about healing, but there are no healings that take place. They talk about salvation, but no salvation takes place. I'm telling you tonight, we've got to be apostolic from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. That's what God made us when He brought us into the kingdom. And we cannot be unstable and accept other things into our spirit, into our heart, into our church. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We're not going to build a fence around the church, but I'm telling you tonight, we've got to stand for some things. Amen. We've got to stand for truth. We've got to stand for righteousness, because that's what God blesses. That's what He blesses. The two do not agree with each other. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. That's the only way to walk with God, and that is to walk in the new way. Amen. The old ways of sin and lust and pride, they don't match with the ways of the Lord. They never have, and they never will. Amen. Because all of us tonight were born in sin. All of us were shapen in iniquity, but tonight we understand that we serve a holy God. Amen. And nothing unholy will stand in His presence. Amen. That's why He makes us brand new. Amen. He does not patch up the old ways. He always gives us a brand new way. Amen. I believe that the new way, amen, is the right way. The new way is actually the old way. Amen. The old paths that the scripture talks about, that we should walk in the old paths of righteousness and truth. Amen. And it's brand new to those that have been walking in the other way. I'm thankful for this new way. Praise God. Praise God. And this is why there is such conflict in our world. As long as evil and good are together in this world, there will always be conflict. And the only peace that we can have is the peace that we claim and we take through authority. I want to just talk about that for just a moment here tonight, and I'm not going to belabor the point. But I thank God for a president, and I'm not being political here tonight, but somebody that says we're going to make our military strong so that we never have to use it. But if we do have to use it, look out, America's coming. Well, praise God. And if you go to some of these countries that are communist, that kill their own people and destroy their own people. There is no way that you can negotiate with the devil. Amen. And that's what it is. It is the spirit of the devil. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. It is the spirit of the atheism and anti-God way in this world today. Praise God. We cannot just sit down with big smiles and all of that and appease the devil and get peace that way. No, friend, I tell you, we got to pull out the big guns. Amen. We've got to pull out all of our high-tech stuff. And we got to let them know, amen, that there is no competition here. You need to do what's right. There are some things that have to be suppressed, amen. And now I know you may not agree with that, but it's absolutely true. And I'm telling you tonight, there's a member that's in each and every one of us here tonight. It is called the flesh. And there is no way to negotiate with the flesh. There is no way to smooth over the flesh. There's only one way. We've got to suppress this flesh. Amen. Paul said, I die daily. Praise God. And that's the only way. We've got to have the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Amen. You shall be witnesses after you receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that Holy Ghost suppresses those natural desires. The Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God and fellowship. Well, praise God. I think I prayed my voice out here tonight, but that's all right. I've still got a message. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we must value the things of God. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. There is a confidence that us apostolics need to have. You say, what is apostolic? What does that mean? To be apostolic means that we are preaching what the apostles preached, that we are striving for the experiences of the apostles. Well, praise God. And what does that mean? That means we believe that there is one God. Well, come on, somebody. That means that we believe in the message of salvation preached in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. On the first day of the New Testament church, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus Christ, because it is only through the name of Jesus Christ that we have remission of sins. He said it is for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when they did, they spoke with tongues. And when we do, we speak with tongues. Well, praise God, because we're apostolic. Amen. We're apostolic tonight. Amen. We're going to strive for the apostolic experience, and we're going to preach the apostolic message. I'm glad that I'm apostolic tonight. Praise God. He said, we are of God. If we preach this message, then we are of God. And it's time that we stand up and realize that and claim that and declare that. Praise God. He that is of God will hear us. He that is not of God will not hear us. And this is the way we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. It is not arrogance. It is not high-mindedness. But it is an understanding of the authority and the power that God has invested in his people. Amen. It's not time to cower down to the devil. It's not time to back up from the world. I'm telling you, it's time to make a declaration and say who we are and be who we are. Well, praise God. We need to be apostolic in our prayers. We need to be apostolic in our preaching. We need to be apostolic in our worship. and in our experience. Amen. Because that's the spirit of truth tonight. I want to be in the truth. I don't want to go in the spirit of error tonight. Well, praise God. I'm telling you, churches that lose their worship lose their apostolic nature. Well, praise God. I'm going to say that again. Churches that lose their worship lose their apostolic nature. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Churches that begin to go in the way of the world are headed in the direction of not being apostolic anymore. Praise God. They are. We cannot afford to do that, folks. There's too much at stake. Amen. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That if there is not, maybe God is for us and maybe he isn't, that is a statement of fact. In other words, we could read it and say, since God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Do you believe that God is for you? Or do you believe that your problems are bigger than God? Well, why is there a wall come up right there? I'm telling you tonight, my God is bigger than anything that could come against me. He has proven himself to be faithful over the years. Why would he change right now? The only thing that could change is me. And I'm not changing. Praise God. I'm not going to change the message. I'm not going to change the way I live. I'm not going to change those things. Amen. Because I want God to be with me. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And so God did not just tell us that he was for us. He showed us that he was for us. He went to Calvary. He paid the price. He went through the passion of Calvary. And then it says here, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. And so just get ready. There will be those that condemn. Amen. But they're not condemning by the truth. They are condemning with a lie. And he makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There are things that will try to separate you from your understanding of the love of Jesus Christ. They are these things right here that are listed. Tribulation, that is trouble. Distress, you can take the DI off of that and it will read stress. Or persecution, someone has come against you for your faith. Or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We need to stand in the authority that God has given to us. We need to declare the authority that God has given to us. Not in a cocky and a haughty way. Amen. I'm not the only member of the body here tonight. Amen. I'm not the only spiritual person in the church. Amen. I'm not the most spiritual person in the church. But the Bible says we look at others as better than ourselves. That's a tall order right there, my friend, to look at everybody else as being better than me. Amen. But I'm telling you what, I'm not just a little part of the kingdom of God. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. And I've got the authority that everybody else has. Amen. I've got the authority that God has given me, and I intend to use it. Praise God. I intend to enjoy it. I intend to use it to be new in my walk with God. Amen. There are some things that just don't agree. Amen. They don't agree. Amen. But don't worry about those things that don't agree. Just keep on living in victory. Let let God show you and give you the experience of spreading a table out before you in the presence of your enemies. Well, praise God. While they're condemning and casting their words at you and saying all manner of evil and lies against you, amen, let God prepare a table before you in their presence. And just sit there. You know what? God's going to, He's not going to give you, spread a table before you with low carb and low fat, amen, and no sugar. I'll tell you what He's going to do. He's going to put the good stuff out there. Praise God. Amen. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You're going to get the good stuff from heaven. I'm sorry, I don't want to be offensive here tonight. I think I've already offended some folks. Amen. If you can't eat that sort of thing, I understand. I can't eat those sort of things either. We're trying our best to do some lo this and lo that. Amen. And Jesus said, lo, I am with you. Praise God. So maybe that's what He meant by that. I don't know. I don't think so. But spiritually, amen, when those condemnation, those words of condemnation come, God can spread a table and give you a plate full of joy. Praise God. In the presence of God, He can put a table in front of you, amen, and give you a bowl here and a bowl there full of peace in your heart. Amen. And spread a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Amen. And they won't understand. And it may heap coals of fire upon their head that they can't take your joy away and they can't take your peace away. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, God wants to spread a table before New Life Tabernacle. Amen. We're not facing the enemy yet that's coming against us in a hard way. I'll tell you what, I pray all the time for God's protection. I pray all the time for God to keep us from evil men and women that would harm us and to come against us. But I know enough in the Scripture that they that live righteously shall suffer persecution. But I'm not going to let that affect me. Anybody else with me here tonight? I'm just going to keep on living in victory. Amen. Praise God. Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Everybody said salvation. And strength. Come on, strength. And the kingdom of our God. And the kingdom of our God. And the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Hey, listen, friend, I read the back of the book, and the book tells me that I'm the winner because I'm with the great God of heaven, the Creator of all things. If you think I'm going to walk around with my head down and upset all the time and worried all the time and depressed all the time, think again. You don't have that kind of a pastor here tonight. Amen. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm living for God. Not just living for God, but I'm going to live in victory. Amen. When He delivered me, He made me new. Praise God. Why would I want to go back and mix with those old things? Oh, we could talk about the bar room. We could talk about the movie places. We could talk about all of those things that we've cast away because they are a representation and of the spirit of the world. And they still are today. Somebody help the pastor tonight. I'm not going to slip back into those places again. I'm not going to go back because they don't agree. Amen. They don't agree. Those folks that make the movies are against Jesus Christ. They are against Christianity. Hollywood is not of God, it's of the devil. Well, praise God. I'm telling you tonight, it's not of God, it's of the devil. Amen. And we cannot agree with that. Oh, well, you guys are stuck in the mud over there. No, we're over here dancing and shouting and praising God because we're headed to heaven. Amen. We're headed to heaven. I'm having a good time serving God. I'm having a good time being blessed and going up and up and up and up. while the world is going down and down and down and down. I'm not happy about that, but I'll tell you what. They can go that way and accuse and all that, but they're going to be cast down someday. Well, praise the Lord. Who is he that condemneth, he said. Those who condemn are those who have no stake in this. They have no investment in this. They are not involved in this. Amen. Oh, well, I don't agree with that. You know what, friend? I'll tell you what. If you don't like your little toe and you decide to cut it off because you don't like it, you know what? You're not hurting your little toe. You know what you're hurting? You're hurting yourself. You know what? When you criticize and condemn your wife, you know what? You're not hurting her. You're hurting yourself. When you criticize and condemn your husband, you're not hurting him. You're hurting yourself. Because we are one. We become one. And it is the same in the church. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. And when you hurt someone in the church, you're not hurting them, you're hurting yourself. Well, praise God. Who is he that condemneth? Amen. That's what Paul was writing about here. Mostly he was talking about those that condemn on the outside. Amen. They're not hurting the church. They're hurting themselves. Amen. Why would we want to hurt a part of our body? We would not want to do that. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. There's only one thing that can really separate us, because he listed those things that I've already spoken of, and those things he indicated cannot stop us in the love of Christ. Amen. There's only one thing that can stop us from the love of Christ, and that is when we walk away from him and we reject his power, we reject his love, and we say in our heart and in our mouth and in our mind that God is not with us and God will not help us. But I'm here to tell us all here tonight, God is with us. God is here to help us. God is here to strengthen us. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's walk in this new way. Amen. When you first received the Holy Ghost, you believed God was able to do anything. It was so exciting and powerful when you first gave your life to God. But has tribulation changed the way you feel tonight? Has troubles changed the way you feel tonight? When you first got in the church and heard a message of the oneness of God and revelation came to your heart, amen, does that still thrill you tonight like it did back then? I'm telling you tonight, friend, he makes everything brand new, and we cannot afford to go back to the old ways, to the old attitudes, to the old words, to the old way of living, to the old way of talking. Amen. To all of those old ways, because they don't agree with the new. Amen. Come on, somebody. Help me here tonight. They don't agree. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. Praise God. If we walk in the light. So we've got to walk in the new way. We've got to walk in the new way of righteousness. And that means fellowship. Praise God. The way we continue is with fellowship. And they continued steadfastly in fellowship in the new church. Praise God. If we do not have fellowship, then we will break away at some point in time. Amen. Fellowship with the light and fellowship with one another. Amen. Because if we walk in the light that he's given us, he will make it new all the way to the new heaven and the new earth, because he makes all things new. Isaiah 66 and verse 22, for as the heavens and the new earth, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Amen. Peter wrote and said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. God wants to make somebody brand new here tonight. You say, how does that happen? We've got to be born again. A new life. A new start. You know, it's just amazing when you look at the little kids. They get so excited about simple things. They can get excited about a cookie. They can get excited about a little bitty mint. They can get excited about some little movement of the hand or some little bitty tiny thing. Just a tickle on the neck, and oh, they get excited. They're so much fun to be around, aren't they? Some folks don't like little kids. Amen. Amen. My mother-in-law didn't like little kids. She didn't want to be around them. They just, you know, got her nerves up. Amen. Too old for that. Too tired for that. But I'll tell you what. Amen. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it that way. There's just nothing like little kids around. Their smiles, their enthusiasm, their energy, all of that. Praise God. I'd rather be around them than two old folks that all they talk about is their medicines and which aches and pains and where the doctor cut and when he took out my gizzard. Amen. And how long it took to recuperate. Oh, I know that's their life. And that's where they're at. And I love them. Praise God. But let me get around some young people. Praise God. Let me get around some children. Praise God. Let me get around somebody that when you tell them a joke, they say, oh, that's really good. I told Isaac a joke the other day. Anybody want to hear it? One or two people? Did you hear about the cross-eyed teacher, Brother Charlie? Did you hear about that one? She couldn't control her pupils. I told Matthew that, and he goes, huh? So we tried to explain it to him, and it was, we'll wait a while before we say that one again. Just a little joke. But somebody comes along and says, you're against being cross-eyed. You're a racist. Did you hear about the doctor, the lawyer, and the preacher that went hunting? Did I tell that one? They went hunting, and they were out there in the field, and all of a sudden a big old buck comes up. And boy, they pulled all their guns up, and they fired at the same time. It sounded like one shot, and the deer just dropped. And the preacher said, I got him. The doctor said, what do you mean? I got him. The lawyer said, what do you mean? I got him. They're arguing and fussing over this. And the game warden comes up, says, what's going on? So they told him what he said, you guys stay here. I'll go figure out who got the deer. He goes over there, and then 10 or 15 minutes, he comes back. He said, I figured it out who got it. He said, it was the preacher that got it. Well, how do you know that? He said, the bullet went in one ear and come right out the other ear. Now, some of you are kind of like, what's wrong with laughing just a little bit? What's wrong with having a little bit of fun? Praise God. What's wrong with just enjoying Jesus and enjoying life? Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I had fun today. I found another fly. Praise God. Y'all, some of y'all need to get one of those things. It's not that much salt. 80 shots and just a little bit of salt. Your wife will clean it up afterwards. Oh, I got him good too. He didn't know what hit him. Oh, well, we are the people against cruelty to bugs. Association of America. Well, just go ahead and have your meetings then. Go have your meetings. We're going to have church. We're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to love God. We're going to live for God. We're going to do the will of God. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. Praise God. And the journey just gets sweeter every day. Oh, yes, there's tribulations. Yes, there's troubles and problems. But I'm telling you tonight, my God is bigger than all of those things. Revelation 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Amen. And there was no more sea. That's the only thing that I'm a little discouraged about. But you know what? It's going to be all right. Won't be able to go on a sailboat. Amen. Won't be able to go on a whale watch. But that's okay. Praise God. I want that new heaven and that new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Let's lift our hands together tonight. Let's give God thanks for all that He's done. God, I love You. God, I thank You. God, I praise You today for Your blessings. We lean on You tonight, Jesus. We're trusting in You tonight, Savior.